The Kent Cooking Society is now closed due to a lack of members. This comes less than a fortnight after the co-op published a report stating that a quarter of millennials have no interest in cooking whatsoever. I spoke to the ex-president of the society, Manuel Crepin, about what caused the society to become defunct.
What people expected from the Cooking Society really was being able to go to classes and really get someone to teach them how to cook. Obviously, that's not a facility that we don't really have. I think a lot of people don't really get into cooking because they've got nobody to teach them in the first place. We had 16 members at our peak. What we did was a come dine with me sort of thing. We didn't have more than 16 ever, I think.
He believed the flaw in British society and a lack of cooking in children's educational curriculum has led to this attitude.
I'm Italian, so I learned most of my cooking from my mother. That might be a society issue, maybe. I found that in England, people are a lot less interested in cooking their own meals and they'd rather go for the easy option or just buying something pre-made.
As a recently graduated student himself, he reckons students are strong contributors to the percentage of uninterested millennials due to being pushed for time.
As students, we tend to be less picky about our food, so it's much easier to buy something cheap, even if it doesn't taste as nice, or even if we know it's not as healthy, you know, pick up and cook by yourself. It's difficult to convince somebody that's used to having ready meals to start cooking. I think like most of my closest friends are like that. The other argument is trying to make people realise that it's actually a lot cheaper to cook things yourself than buying ready meals.
Last year, the Great British Bake Off accounted for 7 of the top 10 highest viewing figures for UK TV programmes, with the finale topping the charts. Manuel believes the show's popularity with millennials doesn't actually force them to stop being lazy with food.
I think programs like that can make it very glamorous. It's a bit like MasterChef. It makes it look very cool, but the amount of people that actually take it up isn't that high.
He believes universities should try and offer cooking classes to teach students how to cook properly.
I feel like giving people the opportunity to really have cooking classes would be great. Cooking classes, I think, shouldn't be simply this is a recipe and this is how you do it. It should really be more teaching people about food education, making them aware that you can be very creative with food. It's quite easy to be able to have several ingredients in your fridge and just throw them together. And if people are more aware of base ingredients and what can be done with it, they would probably be more willing to experiment. Really, it's a problem with, you know, lack of basic knowledge.
Manuel had one last message for young people who still class filling pot noodles with boiling water as their signature cuisine.
Go to the supermarket, buy some random ingredients. It's such a fun way to learn how to cook. It's really so much better than following recipes.
So why not get in the kitchen and cook something new from scratch? It can be quick, easy, and tasty, all without burning a hole in your pocket.